One of the other key bills that may have generated some discussion, in fact, I got a question at one of the stops we made today on the medical marijuana. And so obviously we voted on that in November. It passed. And I know when I was campaigning, I would be asked about it. And I said, well, my main concern is I want people to know what they're not voting for. And most people have this, as did I before I knew better, had this assumption that medical marijuana meant that I was going to go to my doctor and get a prescription and go down to my local pharmacy and get a prescription bottle of, right? No, that is not how medical marijuana works. It doesn't work that way because it is still federally illegal. It's class one. I don't want to state that wrong, but it's illegal. It's an illegal drug federally. So you cannot require, a pharmacy cannot dispense that. So it is, in essence, what was voted on was the legalization, and the second ballot initiative was how it would be regulated, that people voted on. The second ballot initiative said that the express authority to regulate would fall with the Cannabis Commission, which would be two members appointed by the governor. And this is sort of a lot of moving parts, but I'll try to explain this as simply as I can. So whatever your perspective of that is, there are currently two lawsuits still in works. So they're both being brought by, in essence, by the Attorney General, a private individual is the one that brought the lawsuits. But one is challenging how those signatures were collected. And I've seen the evidence, there's ample evidence that they illegally collected signatures to get it on the ballot. So that's one of the lawsuits. The second one is challenging the fact that it is federally illegal, and should Nebraska, you know, that challenge that Nebraska is regulating and legalizing something that's federally illegal. So if either one of those lawsuits succeeds, then we don't have medical marijuana in Nebraska. Let me get this right. If either one of those lawsuits were to succeed and we would have passed regulations, then we would have legalized marijuana, if that makes sense. We would have put regulations in place. So there was a feeling, a sentiment in the body that the voters voted on the Cannabis Commission writing the regulations. So if we're going to honor the will of the voters, let the Cannabis Commission write the regulations. And two, that we don't want to get the cart ahead of the horse. And so let the lawsuits work out. And if they are not successful, then we come back and determine if there are additional needed regulations for the state of Nebraska. So that's sort of how that whole lay of the land, you know, if you followed any of that at all. But what did not happen is there was this perception put out there that by the legislature not passing, I think it was six, I can't remember the bill number, I can find it for you, but by not passing Senator, I think it was Ben Hansen's bill, that somehow we voided what the people voted on, and that is not true at all. So medical marijuana is still legal in the state of Nebraska. We approved two members to the Cannabis Commission about a week before Siney died, and they will be part of the Liquor Control Commission. They will be added to that board, and they will all serve as the Cannabis Commission. So we didn't do anything to the ballot initiatives. They are just as they were voted on by the people. So if you hear people talk about how we did anything other than that, you can correct them.